Chapter 5. Relationship Mistakes You Don't Want to Repeat. We've determined that if you're truly ready to get back out into the dating world, or if you want to turn your disastrous dating world around, we've worked through building up your self-confidence. We've talked about knowing what kind of man you're looking for and what kind of relationship you want to have. We've discussed the places where you can find single quality men to date and men who want to date you. Now we'll cover the many mistakes and missteps we all have made in our dating lives and need to avoid repeating. How often have you started dating a man thinking it was going to go somewhere only to find out he has no plans to go to the next level? Many women waste years on the wrong guy. They assume the relationship will become permanent and are afraid to ask the hard questions. The truth is, he never had any intentions of committing to you. By then, you may have invested years of your life into this man. Here's another scenario. He tells you that he's not interested in a committed relationship, but you're convinced you can change his mind. You're thinking of all the time you've spent together, and you don't want to give it up now. The sad part is, one day, he up and leaves you. There are many devastating dating disasters like that. We are women, 40, 50, 60 years old, and older, who have never learned how to be good at dating and have quality relationships. Unfortunately, as a result, we've had more divorces than ever. As a dating coach, I ask women about their conversations on dates, especially on the first date. Their stories tell me how little they manage to learn about that man. I've asked women who have been with a man for 6 months and longer the same questions, and the results is the same. They never ask the kinds of questions that would allow them to get to know their man. I've had women say they don't want to be accused of asking too many questions. Getting to know someone is not about asking too many questions. It's about being smart. If you're thinking about spending your life with someone, you need to find out everything you can about them. You need to determine as quickly as possible if he could be a good fit for you. I'll tell you what's nosy. Nosy is asking to see his tax returns, his credit report, his bank statements. Nosy is asking about the value of his house or whether or not he owns one. Nosy is asking him how many women he'd slept with, which is none of your business, nor should any man ever be asking you that question either. The opposite extreme is not asking enough questions. I call it the interrogation. Conducting an interrogation is not the right approach. I've known women who show up on their first date with a laundry list of questions, their mission to extract as much information from their date as possible. That turns men off. Can you blame them? So how do you go about finding the middle of the road and learning all you can about your guy the right way? The right way is to spend quality time with one another and have typical conversations that include good questions. How many of us have been afraid to speak up and ask for what we want? How many of us have allowed the men in our lives to call the shots? How many of us have done things we don't want to do, but we did them because the man in our life wanted it and told us what to do? How many of us have slept with dates because we didn't know how to say no, or because he wanted sex and we were all about pleasing the man? How many of us became pregnant because our man didn't want to take precautions and later left us to be a single parent? How many of us have contracted STDs because our partners or husbands were unfaithful? The answer to all of these questions is most of us. We just went along with it all, never asking the right questions, never asking our dates for test results or asking whether or not they'd been checked by a doctor. If you're about to share your most intimate self with a man, you have a right to know and to request this information. How many of us have been left by our husbands because we no longer had the body we had when we got married? We've had his children, and he still wanted us to be a size 10. How many times have men disrespected us and left us feeling worthless and powerless? How many of us were told repeatedly by our husbands or boyfriends that we were nothing and that no man would want us? And worse yet, how many of us have tolerated physical abuse and suffered broken noses and black eyes? How many of us have stayed in alcohol and drug-infused households because men needed us to take care of them? We've stayed because we were afraid to leave. Meanwhile, our children were traumatized daily by witnessing the horrors of addiction. Most of these scenarios began early in our relationships. They were traps, and we became victims. We didn't know better, and we didn't know how to recognize the trouble ahead. How many of us have asked a man for a date, picked up the tab, and bought gifts, all in a vain attempt to get some guy to like us? We've offered sex to someone because we believed that would get us the guy. How many of us have chased relentlessly after a man we just couldn't let go of? How many of us haven't valued, loved, or respected ourselves? How many of us see ourselves in the destructive scenarios above? You can only make a change if you acknowledge it first. I'm here to change lives. I'm here to teach you not to repeat the destructive behaviors you've committed when you were younger. I'm one with you. I've made mistakes like this too, until one day I realized I mattered. The time had come to love and respect myself in a way I never knew how to before. My life had changed. My world had changed, and I became happier than I'd ever been. I want the same for you. I hurt for myself, for you, and for women all over the world, women who don't know how to do better. I want you to know that you're beautiful and magnificent and that you can have a wonderful man and a fulfilling relationship in your life. Relationships are what life is about. As a life coach, I've learned about the challenges women face in the dating world. It's all about being smarter the second time around. The greatest transformations and changes take place when we address our core issues. It's a light bulb moment. We see how we keep repeating our old patterns and keep engaging in our old behaviors. We keep choosing the same kind of man over and over again. His name is different, and he may be taller or shorter, but the life in each relationship will pretty much be the same. If you've chosen right the first time, you wouldn't be reading this book. You're someone who wants help in the dating world. I want your unhealthy, destructive cycle broken. That instant attraction, that chemistry, it's the cycle you need to break. I've learned that it's almost always trouble. The best kind of attraction and chemistry develops over time, while you're getting to know your man. Most of us find men very handsome or attractive after we've gotten to know them. It's not always their looks. It can be their personality and charm that make them desirable. We've all known the gorgeous Adonis type who has left us breathless on the first date and then later found out that he has no personality and is a total bore. He has relied on his looks all his life and has never developed an engaging personality, has never learned how to be an interesting conversationalist. We often wonder what we saw in him because he no longer seemed attractive to us. I've known women who made quick judgments on a date. If the attraction wasn't immediate, they ruled out the man, deciding they're not interested. I encourage you to have at least 2, if not 3 dates before you make such a decision. I could show you how to dress and to act on a date, how to find that available quality man. I could teach you how to get to know him and learn the important things about him. However, I want to dig much deeper. I want to get to the heart of your conditioning and bring it to the surface to make you aware of your past, of how it has shaped you and how you can change it. It starts with building self-esteem and with creating standards. Once we change how we think and feel about ourselves, we automatically start setting different standards. Some may say I'm old school about this, but there is nothing old school about having standards and respecting yourself. What is old school is women who are still on a destructive path. it's important to address your past conditioning and programming to prepare you for a shift in your mindset so that you can move forward. By the end of this book, you'll feel like a different person, a person who will know how to find that amazing man, a man who will treat you like you're the best thing that ever happened to him, a man who will value, respect, and love you like you've never dreamed possible. Next, we're going to talk about your first date. You know, the one that scares you to death. You're nervous. You don't know what to wear. You change your outfit so many times your entire closet is on your bed by the time you finally settle on something. You're hoping he's going to like you. I want you to start thinking, are you going to like him?